Democrats will gather in Worcester tomorrow for their annual state party convention. State House reporter Mike Dean has more on that and other political happenings for us from Beacon Hill this morning, where he joins us. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
You too. What are Massachusetts Democrats expected to do tomorrow when they meet at that convention?
This is the state party's big annual convention, and since it's only 1 year out from when the party will endorse a candidate to run against Governor Charlie Baker, it's expected that the three main gubernatorial hopefuls will be in the spotlight.
Have those Democratic candidates for governor been critical of Baker so early on in the campaign season?
They're getting there. Baker, of course, has sky-high approval ratings, and it looks like he's going to haul in tens of millions of dollars for his reelection campaign. So it's going to be very, very hard to knock him out of office. But right now, Democrats like Newton Mayor Seti Warren and former Deval Patrick budget writer Jay Gonzalez and entrepreneur Bob Massey, they're trying to get their message out early to impress other Democrats.
So what will the Democrats be looking for in Worcester tomorrow?
It's going to be kind of an activist crowd, so they're going to vote on a new party platform. So many of these candidates might be embracing more progressive planks that the Democrats will choose to endorse. Things like a higher minimum wage, abolishing mandatory minimum sentences, and single-payer health care are likely to be part of the official Democratic to-do list going into 2018. So these candidates need to woo progressives now and hope they'll stick with them against Baker later.
We've heard criticism from some of those Democrats who are running for governor who are critical of Baker and Democratic lawmakers because of the state's sudden budget problems. Is the budget problem getting worse?
It might be. Incoming revenue is still way down below what it was projected to be, meaning that the state doesn't have as much money at the end of its fiscal year as it thought it would when it set the budget. So there's a budget hole right now to the tune of about $375 to $575 million that lawmakers need to find money for. Looking ahead to next fiscal year, which, remember, starts July 1st, if those revenue trends continue, the state could have to rework its entire budget plan and cut almost $1 billion from that.
And of course, the Massachusetts Democrats have super majorities in the legislature, but they don't seem to be in a hurry to pass strongly progressive legislation. So what are they up to instead this session?
We forget that the legislature is 80% Democrats, but they're mostly far, far more moderate than the progressive activists that we're going to see Saturday in Worcester voting on those policy planks. But there's some movement on a progressive cause this week. Family and medical paid leave. That got a boost from Senate President Stan Rosenberg, who said that if lawmakers don't pass a bill, he expects activists might take the issue directly to voters through the ballot.
And that's the program that would let state workers take paid time off to recover from illness or care for a loved one or a newborn. Who would pay for that kind of a system?
Yeah, it's not just state workers. It would go for everybody. It would basically set up a new kind of fund to do that. That fund would be paid for by employers and workers who would make contributions. The bill has a lot of support on paper from rank and file Democrats, but business interests say that it would kind of crush small businesses. And that's why it's pretty stalled in the legislature now.
So is this a case where the majority of lawmakers support it, but we won't actually see a vote for it on the House floor?
Yeah, I think we see a lot of bills like that. The Senate actually passed it last session and could probably easily pass it again. Now, 94 out of the 160 House members say they support it. That's, you know, an easy majority. But House Speaker Robert DeLeo, the man in charge, he has not indicated that he's interested in making it a priority this session.
Is that why Senate President Stan Rosenberg has warned of a potential ballot question?
Ballot questions are really a great way to threaten the legislature when they refuse to do what a special interest or lobby wants. It's usually the kind of gun to the head of legislative leaders that get them to pass a compromise bill, because the last thing lawmakers want is voters to do their job for them at the ballot. Lately, though, the legislature really hasn't been able to get a lot of those compromise bills passed, and we're seeing more and more issues go straight before voters. Earned sick time in 2014 and legalizing marijuana in 2016 were examples of things that the legislature didn't really take up and got punted to voters.
Mike Dean, State House reporter for WCAI, thanks for calling us with this update from Beacon Hill.
Great to be here.